Abba Bonin, the four sons which come to the Seder. Chacham, the Rasha, the Tam, and Ina, the Lishol. So it's clear to us that the Rasha is obviously not the most beloved of the sons. Maybe not. I mean by beloved, I don't mean beloved in terms of love that the father has for his son. Hashem created a world with a tachlis. When we look at these four sons who come to the Seder, one, the father cannot help but ask himself, which one of these sons is being mekayem the tachlis? You have a choice. Who's the best? Who's the son who is the nivchar? The Arba Bani. The Rasha? Okay, some other question is, who comes Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? It's really Yom Kippur. And the Ari says that there's a certain part of Kedusha where you say, Ayim Mekom Kavodo. There's a tefillah that the Aris Gemachzer brings where a person can make a quick tefillah while the Kavan is being Meirich, be Mespalel on one of three things. The Ruach HaKodesh, Sharabanim, children, or Bitzadikim, or Hashiras, I think it is. Ruach HaKodesh, Hashiras, and Banim Tzadikim. So the Ari says you can only daven for one thing. I have a choice. Choice to make. Which is the most important thing to choose? Out of these three things. Everybody will have a different opinion probably as to, and if you know of this, then you probably have chosen already once before what it is that you're misfollowed for. So here too, we have four banim. And the question is, what is, when we look at these banim and we see ourselves in them, what are we aspiring to be? Here we are sitting at the Shulchan. A week from now we'll be sitting at the Shulchan of Aviyam Shabashamayim. Yo'echa from Shulchan Osho Makom. It's like an Achilas Karban. It's called Mishocho Gavaya. Ka'achli Yifin the Shulchan Gavaya. Ka'achli Pesach. Atikoman. Mishal Ma'parim Sassinu. How do we envision this? It's a very short passage in Rav Kook. If we have time, we'll do another printout here which speaks about Nirtza. Take a look if you see on the bottom, it says, Kulach Yafa Rayasi Mumin Bach. The Seder, the combination of the Seder is saying the Shir Hashir, which is why it's part of the Haggadah of Kook and many other Haggadahs. It's one of the most famous lines. Rav Kook has a whole mimer that is called of Hador. He expounds upon this concept, which he's about to elaborate on. Actually, just a few words. Kulach yafa rayasi. You are completely beautiful, my beloved. Umum ein bach. You have no blemish. Ha'ava ha'gadolah shanachnu oivim mesumaseinu. It's the great love which we love the people of our nation. We don't give a blind eye to acknowledging our faults. It's not blind love. We don't just close our eyes and ignore reality. But when we look at the atzmius, when we examine on a deeper level who we are, meaning after the most free examination, it becomes clear that we're nekiya mikoma, that we're completely pure of alma. Kulach yafa rayasi umumein bach. The Klai Yisrael Hashem says about us, you are completely pure. You have no single mum whatsoever. How could this be? How can this be on a personal level? How can this be on a communal level, on a national level, that we can say about ourselves that umumein bach, nothing which has been wrong. The Megiddo has been destroyed, people have suffered. This is a question which needs a hasbro. idea. The idea of muming bach, the Klai Yisrael does not have a mum. The beginning of the revelation of the answer of what we, the question we pose, which is out of the Arba Banim, which is the Mubchah? What's the tachlis? Certainly not to be a Rasha. And not to be any of the Elishal. But between the Chacham and the Tam. Between the Chacham and the Tam. So Rav Nachman, he doesn't speak about the Seder, but he does speak about this question. And Rav Nachman writes in Simin Yates in the Kutim Maran Tanyana, Iker ha-tachlis v'ha-shlemus, the Iker tachlis and shlemus, is rak lavad Hashem v'tmimus v'ma. To serve Hashem with complete tmimus. B'li shom chachmus kla. Without any chachmus. We'll explain what that means. And then he writes, V'teida, and I'll bring you a proof, Ki'im kein le'yasuga ha-tachlis. Because if what other people are saying, that the tachlis, the actual tachlis is to be a chacham, the only people who will ever eventually reach the tachlis are the big bali seichel. Does that mean that the world was made for different people? That if only if you become a chacham, you've succeeded. But what about the other simple people? That they're far away from the tachlis? Can't be. They don't have the seichel. They haven't achieved chakiras in chachma, ladas, muskalos. The rov of the olam are the simple people. How can they achieve tachlis? Alamai, he says, but be'emes ikr hasagas tachlis is rak tmimus davka. The ikr is to become a tam. And even though chachma is a very important part of the avodah, the chachma is to be able to serve a person well in order to become a greater tam. That's the ikr. And everybody agrees to this. It's not shaykh from achlokas. Even the schools of Hasidus and Chabad especially, that Chachma was such a big inyan. It was only a hechatimsa, it was only an insight to become a more tam. To realize more of who you are in your atzmis, in your essential state.
Tumchei tmimim. Tumchei tmimim.
What do you mean?
Then you mean like the yeshiva system for Chabad is tumchei tmimim.
Oh, yeah? It's the begalim more and more than a kudus atam. This was the mistake of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech was given one wish. He chose to be a Chacham, and he didn't succeed in becoming Mashiach. He wanted to be Mashiach. The Goyin writes that Shlomo HaMelech is the Neshama of Mashiach Tzidkenu. He is. Right? We speak about Mashiach as being Ben David. Who is a greater Ben David than Shlomo HaMelech? Right? He's Shalom. He's completely Shalom. He's the Neshama of Mashiach. As the Sasema says, the Chiddush Arim, that the eighth Ushpizin of Sukkis is Shlomo HaMelech. Shmini Atzer. Shmini Atzer is the highest day of the year. Shlomo HaMelech, he's Shalim. He's the Adam HaShalim. But what was his mistake? Amarti Echtema. I spoke and I said Chachma. He was given a wish and he chose Chachma, but he rechaika mimen. Now I can't understand Paraduma, and the Tachlis, which I aspired for, which is the Mashiach, is far from me.
Hashem praise you.
Choosing Chacham? Yeah. So he still gets praise because he chose something as opposed to everything else in the world. He was a Chacham and he chose Chacham. Even if you get a 99, you still get a good excellent, you still get an A+, right? But in order, Mashiach has to be complete perfection. And complete perfection is Tamas. He couldn't understand, he says, the secret of Paraduma. Why not? Because Paraduma is Paraduma. Tmima Asha'im Bamo. The Chachma gets you here. But to reach Moshe was a Tam. He was able to be mastered with Paraduma Asha'im Bamo. Because Tmimas is higher than Chachma. You can't be mastered Tmimas with your Seichel. You can't understand the true nature of the Neshama of Kula, Yafa, Rayasi, Mumim Ba, Vederach HaChachma. It's Lamalam there. Chachma can bring you to become a tam, and if you try to be toy-faced, the tmimus of Klai Yisrael with the Chachma, you won't be able to be master. That's beyond Hasan. We see a similar thing by the Arba Minim. By the Arba Minim. You have the Lulav, the Aravos, the Hadassim, and you have the Ezra. these four meaning are connected to the Abravanim. The Arava, of course, is connected to Rasha. The Gemara says, Ein bo tam, ein bo reach, that's the Rasha. The Lulav, connected to Chacham. The Hadassim, connected to Einu de'Elishol. And then the Esrog is connected to Tam. Which is why there's a special din by the Esrog that it has to be Tamim. Sha'in Balum. Can't be any blemishes on the Esrog. It's the most sensitive of all of the Dalamina. Because these Dalamina are connected to everyone. And just like you take the Esrog, just like you take the Esrog in a hand by itself, and you make a whole beginning out of the Esrog, the Esrog on Shmini Atzeres, right? Of course, the Esrog is Yesh Bo Tam, Yesh Bo Reah. It's considered to be the Tzadik Hador, the Esrog. That's because it's connected to Tam. And therefore, the Ardinim on the Esrog has to be Tmima Shein B'mum. Because if there's a Pagam in the Tmimus of the Esrog, it's Pagam inherently in the Kashas of the Esrog. Because the whole essence of the Esrog is the Tmimus. So just like on Pesach, there's Arbavonim, on Sukkot, there's also Dalid Minim. The mamish connected zelu mazeh, and the theme is consistent. The theme is consistent. The tmimus is always the mocha, which is why, of course, out of the shlosha avos, right? You have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Who's the mocha? Who's the bechir shel avos? Yaakov. Yaakov is the ishtam. Huh? No, that's what we're saying. The chachma facilitates the greater tmimus. The chachma brings a person to greater tmimus. You can't really be a great Tam unless you have Chachma. You're just an Eni Yodea. Right? The more Chachma you have, and if you use it right, the more that you're able to dahir more how great the Tmimus is. The greatest Tzadikim, especially like the Baal Shem, they have the greatest Haracha for the simple Yidin, for the Tmimus guy. How come simple Yidin don't have such an appreciation of other simple Yidin? They're the greatest Tmimim. The difference is that the Baal Shem could use all of his Madregas to become the greatest Tam. And because he was the greatest Tam, he was able to appreciate the inherent tmimus of every single Yid more than any other Tzadik. Because it was such a Chacham that he channeled that Chachma to tmimus. It's only when Chachma becomes the end and not a means to a greater tmimus, then you say about that, Amarti Achim Avihirachim. Then it becomes this. Why is the Tzadik? It's here. It's a lot of remote. Example. The koyach of the tmimus of a yid is inherent. Which is why even if a person makes pagamim and he makes mistakes and he falls into a state of rishos, a tzaddik is able to peel off the rishos. He's able to uncover the nakuda of tam within each and every person. So that's a Rasha b'milui. Make a milui out of Rasha, that's the gematria tam. A complete Rasha, meaning if you make a milui out of the Rasha, if you examine the Rasha in its completeness, you'll find that even a Rasha is a tam. Kulach yafrayasi lumein bach. It's fascinating, by the way, that right now when we examine the word mum, it has a very negative connotation. It happens to be that the word mum is actually one of the 72 names of Hashem. Imagine that? One of the 72 letter names of Hashem is called mum. And the Ari says to be machad in the shame mum in a very high part of that. So you go like this. Tisbarach tzvein malkeinu really break the shame. Yishtabach shim cholan malkeinu. Also level. Be great shabbat to Hashem. Misharsim vasher misharsav kulam oim le minim olam. Misharsim is a mem. Va Asher is a vav, Mishar Sav is a mem, spells mum. Lak the Ari, Mechavin the Shem Mum. And in fact, not only is mum one of the 72 letter names of Hashem, it's actually the last of the 72 letter names of Hashem. I mean, it's like the tachlis of all the shames. It's the mum. Out of the 72 names of Hashem, there's a whole order of them. So, ask me that sitter.
Yeah.
the mechavin these names in the saying Kriya Shema, right? All the way from the Hayayim Shemoa, all the way to the word Besamtem, the 72 words. And so it goes like this: there's a Vav Hei Vav, and there's a Yud Lamed Yud, and there's Samach Yud Tes. Each one of these names of the 72 letter names, each one has three letters, corresponds to one of the words of the Hayayim Shemoa. So you go all the way through all these shemos, after you come to the last one, which is Besamtem, and on top of that is the word Mom. See that name? It's a shem Mom. It's fascinating that the word Besamtem has the word Mom in it, plus the word Tam. Yeah? Yeah? Besamtem. Right? Mom Tam. So it could be spelled Shum Tam, right? or it could be Sheis Mom. Darshan, these things. But the Indian is that in the word Besamtem you have both. You have Tmimus and you have the Mom. What's very interesting is that in the parasha of the Hayayim Shemoa, right, it begins with a whole shavach of Bnei Yisrael. All the brachas of the Hayayim Shemoa Tishmo Mitzvah. You get a lot of brachas if you do good things and you do mitzvah. But what happens? But it says, Hishamru lachem, be careful. And yiftel levavchem, don't stray away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because if you do, v'charaf Hashem lachem, v'atzaras Hashemayim, there's going to be klolos, there's going to be terrible things which happen to you. V'avadzitem meher me'alar tatova, shere Hashem noisin lachem. Right? Ad kan. That's the end of the klolos, right? And then it says the word v'samtem. Right? Then the word v'samtem, and that's where the mum comes. You would have thought that the word mum, if there's going to be any place to put it, should be in that whole toichacha. Right? But Hashem chose dafka to be just outside. Meaning v'samtem etzvayal v'avchan afshachan, meaning that even if a person is in a state of mumum, in a state of a mum, right? He still has hope. There's a v'samtem etzvayal v'avchan afshachan. If you do tshuva, then you'll be okay. And mahapech this mum, what you thought was a mum, into a shem kadosh. That's what that means. At the asa level, when we understand the shem asakadosh, we'll see that all the aveiros which we did, all the mumum which we had, was for the greater tachlis. This wasn't just for naught, that a yid, that he was able to accumulate lots of aveiros and he's traveled in this world. Even those mumum were for a shem kadosh. They make every aveiro which a yid does makes a shem kadosh. Very deep thing.
Rabbi, the Shemus learned that from Parshas Mishalach, where the Malachim say, "Halalu of the Avodah Zarahim."
Yeah.
In other words, the greatest mum.
Very good.
No difference.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's where the Shemus learned.
Very nice. Yeah. This Tmimus, which a Yid has, which he needs to understand, like the Medrash says, "He leaves Samin b'chukacha," quoted in the Shir on Tuesday, not so long ago. Let my heart be tamim in your chukim. What are the chukim? Karban Pesach and Paraduma. David HaMelech is mispalo that he should have the tmimus to understand the Karban Pesach, which is the tmimus, which is a chok, and the chok of Paraduma. These are the two chukim of the Torah. Paraduma and Karban Pesach. There's many chukim about the Karban Pesach. Right? You have to eat it before Chatzos. You have to eat it with a minyan, with a chevra. It has to be tzli, has to be roasted. You can't break any bones. Right? All these things. The mamash flying. All these halachas. It's on par with paradigma. And David says, he leave you some in bechukecha. The eating of the Karban Pesach, which is the moment of tzafa, is the moment that a yid brings out his tmimus. The fact that he sits by the Seder and he eats the Karban Pesach, every single yid, whether he's a Rasha or not, if he's eating the Karban Pesach, if he's at the Seder, he becomes a Tam. It's Megalul and Nekubit Tzifuna, the hidden part within a yid, which is buried within that tmimus, which becomes revealed by going through the act of eating the Karban Pesach despite it being a chok. It's the act of the Karban Pesach in Paraduma. Where does it come from? It comes from the Bris Milah. It comes from Bris Milah. The tnai in eating the Karban Pesach is that you have to have a bris. That's what the Torah says. If you don't have a bris, because Bris Milah is the chaysam on a Jew, that no matter how much he's poging, no matter how much he goes, no matter how far he strays, he always walks around with a chesam, that he's a tzaddik, that he's a tam, and that can't be taken away from him. That's what the bris does. So the bris is the precondition to eating the Karban Pesach. Chesam had to have a bris before this.
What does tzaddik have to do with tam?
He's an inherent tzaddik. That's why he's an inherent tzaddik, because he's a tam.
Isn't Yosef?
Bris Mila, yeah. Yosef is a tzaddik because he had the bris, yeah. It's not a coincidence. He levi sfamim v'chukas as gematria bris milah. Gematria bris milah. It's not a Ramazan. And it's in there. Mum ein bach, yeah? For example, mum. If you make mum, mem sofis to being 600. Because the mum sofis, mum ein bach is gematria pesach matzo mar. I want to be marach in Ramazan. But the ikr is that on the leil pesach, on the night of pesach, or mevarer, that the ikr, nekuda, of the hilibi samim bechukata is to be a tam. Only a tam can eat from the carbon pesach. There's a very beautiful maisa which really brings this out. There's a few of them actually. Baal Shem Tov once was in a scala with him. That there was a yid in a faraway city. That Hashem told Baal Shem that his avoda on the night of Pesach was very precious to him. So Baal Shem Tov, he picked up and he made the travel to be by the Seder this year for Pesach, which is in itself an amazing thing. You know, like, isn't he like supposed to make his own Seder at home and like with his family? But here he heard that there was somebody in the world that he did a Seder which was special, and he gave up everything to go see that year the way that he's been trying to Seder. It's Mamash Shapur. So he went to the Seder, and he was sitting. The Yid didn't know that this was the Baal Shem. He knocked on the door. He asked if he could join the Seder. Right? It wasn't like, you know, today that everybody knows what the tzaddikim look like. In those days, not everybody knew what the Baal Shem look like. Right? They didn't have T-shirts, you know. I'm the Baal Shem Tov. So he went and he sat by the Seder and he waited, and he went through and he went through and he observed him. And he says, it came to a point when he came to the part, Tam Mahu Oimer, he started to cry like a baby. Tam Mahu Oimer, Tam Mahu Oimer. So afterwards, the Baal Shem Tov asked him, what's going on over here? Why when you came to Tam Mahu Oimer, you're crying so strongly, such a flow of tears? He told him, he said, when I say Tam Mahu Oimer, I think of the word in the Gemara, Tam means over there, Hasam. Hacha over here and Hasam over there. I say to myself, Tam, in the next world, Mahu Emer. What am I going to say in the next world? They're going to say to me, Ma Zois. They're going to say to me, Ma Zois. What am I going to say in the next world? So he understood that this was what made his avoda so precious. There's two things here. First of all, what was the Nakuda which was so special that Hashem wanted the Baal Shem Tov should see? Tmimus kaita this year. That's not the pshat in Tam Mahu Oimer. That's not the pshat. It's not even a drush. It's just a tmimus kaita. It's not even a remit. It's almost to some people it would be foolish to get in front of the kahila here and to say a bart like that. It'll laugh you off stage. Say that this is the pshat in Tam Mahu Oimer. But yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kedai to send the Baal Shem Tov to see that the way the Yid does this. The tears from the tmimus kaita. It wasn't just the tmimus, it was the tmimus on the words Tam Mahu Oimer. The words themselves. It's a double tmimus. To have tmimus on the words Tam Mahu Oimer, this was kedai that the Yid should see that. Even Baal Shem Tov has something to learn from this lesson. Tam Mahu Oimer. Similar story is said about the Belzer Rebbe. And he said over, Tzach Adai. He said that the B'nai Yisachar, before he would start his Seder, coming home from Shul, he would have Hanah, he would go around just to observe how the Kehila would be by the Seder. He had Hanah. So he came to a Seder of a certain Yid that he would get by the Abu Banu. Right? And he would say, So you would say, what's the lashon of the Haggadah? Oh, echad chacham, echad rachsha, echad tam, echad yenisha. When he would say, he would go like this. He would say, echad chacham, echad rachsha. Like that. Such an awesome man. You would say, look at the Yidden. Look at the Yidden. That they make the Arabanim. They take the Arabanim and they make a Kriyashma out of it. And he would say, even the Rasha, they make a Kriyashma out of it. Even the Rasha. So Yisach Adol, when he told us over, he said his father, and he told his father this night, it's a very, very deep thing. It's nice. It can't be taken lightly. The answer to this nice. For us simple people, it's the Tmimus Kai. Very Sasper had such a Hanah. Right? Again, it's not the Pshad and Echad. But he was able to make it. He was the Tmimus Kai. That he was able to connect to the Eibishter. Everything which he did, he took a Musa, he took a Dvekas, he took the Eibishter of everything which he did. That's Tmimus Kai. So precious to the Bnei Yisrael. It's not much an avodah to find the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad in everything that you do. It's the greatest avodah. No matter where you go, to find Hashem Echad. That's the famous of Hashem. It's so precious. Also, Merum is in the actual Seder itself. As we say, that the Maisa with the five Chachamim, they were sitting together, that they were Osek and Sibur Tiyas B'Sarim Kol HaLayla until the Talmidim came in and they said, Rabbi Seinu, he gives man Kriyash Ma'ashal Shachas. But the whole point of the Seder is to come to the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. So Achas Kama V'Kama along the path, to be able to find Hashem Echad along the path, that's connecting to the Tachlis along the path. The whole point of the Seder is to be able to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad at the end of the Seder. That's the tachas of the Seder, is to come to that. And be able to say with a new, refreshed Mimus Kai. People don't know that the whole Tikkun of Shavuos, of the Tikkun Leil Shavuos, Alpi Mekubalim, is to come to the Keseh by Musaf. Is to say, Keseh Yitnu Lecha. The whole Seder is that. Right? Some person thinks that, you know, he reached the finish line when he stays up all night. Right? But let's just blow through Shachas and blow through Musaf. The whole tachas is to say Musaf. It's to say Keseh. If you rush through that, then what does it mean about anything else beforehand? You find many times when people, when they dive in Shemona Esa, you know, when they take their three steps back, they do a very rushed three steps, and they're looking all around, you know, what's going on. What was the whole Shemona Esa? Like, you know, you rush your three steps back, and you're looking all around. Was it just so that you should see the people who are watching in Shemona Esa, how much you're going like this? That was the tachlis? You should blow through it? The end, which is the tachlis, is Megala and how everything was before that. Right? A person has to know where he's going, what the tachlis is. That puts everything else into perspective. The Yid who said Tama Ho Eimer, his whole Seder was gewaldig because he was thinking about during the Seder about what's going on up there. So other stories also, there's another nice set. Certain Sadduk, Reb Shmuel Kamada. He told over. In his city where he lived, people were very simple people. Anashim Pshutim. And he said that he once came by two Yidden. They were having Seder together. And they were reading the Vehisha Amda. And they said like this, Vehisha Amda la Veseinu velanu shalayacha bilvar amur alinu l'chalei seinu. Right? He came up to the word l'chalei seinu. And they started to go like this. Oy, l'chalei seinu, chalas, Yidden eating chalas on Pesach. How can you have chalas, matnes, chomets, curries? How can you eat chalas on Pesach? L'chalei seinu. I can't even talk about chalas on Pesach. So they went right there. Shalachah b'vavon seinu. V'akadosh baruch hu matzi leinu miyodem. Matzi leinu, oy, matzah, gevaldig, matzah. Ah, Baruch Hashem. Even no shaykh tachalas, Hashem, he gives us masses and everything is good. That was what he told over. That the Yidden would do that. Mamish tzmimus kai. And he said, I made it, but there was a terrible bizarre din against the community, and because of this vart, the mats of the whole community from the gzer. Mamish don't know. We don't know what's precious, HaKadosh Baruch. Really, there's no clue. similar maisa with also with the Belzerebi. Tzaddikim had different customs, whether or not people would come to the seder, not come to the seder. The Belzerebi, people came. And he says that he was starting the seder, there was a clock, they were going like this, they were trying to silence everybody. They're saying, Kaddish, Kaddish, going like that. And he kept doing that, people, you know, it takes time to quiet down everybody. People are like, Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. So all of a sudden, somebody gets up and starts to go, Skalish, Skadish, Mirabo, right? Starts to say Kaddish. And then when he realized what was going on, he was very embarrassed and he ran out. So the Belzerov sent somebody after him. And he told him, your Kaddish was a very big thing in Shema. Mamta Pavinu. It was very, very important what you did to make that Kaddish. The Tzmimiskai, the Erlichkai of the Yid, you know, the Rebbe is calling for Kaddish. He's going to say, and nobody's saying Kaddish, say Kaddish. And that's Tzmimiskai. Mamish is Dabar Golden Mamish. Mamish is Dabar Golden Mamish. Mamish is Dabar Golden Mamish. Mamish is just gives us an appreciation that when we're preparing for the Seder night, we're trying to, we have many ways we can prepare for Pesach. So we see the Arba Banim and we ask ourselves, you know, what's the greatest hachana we can make? Whatever hachana which we do, the Iker hachana is to be able to bring out the Tzimis. That's why the focus of the Seder is the children. That the chachamim, that the father, that the zakenim, they have to be machnir themselves to the children. Because the elder, he who is older, he's a chacham already. He's acquired das. But a child is always a tam. The child is always a tam. So on the night of the Seder, it's the opposite. That the father has to be machabi the children. He has to lower himself down to their level. He has to say, okay, I'm using all my chachma to be mashpia. I'm going down to you, to the tam. That's where I'm going. I'm not going to speak on a level to bring you up to me. I'm not going to teach you chachma. I want to learn from you tzimis tonight. I want to hear how you say the manishtani. When the father listens to the tzimis guide and how the child says the manishtani, he should chaf such a hana from the tzimis guide. He wants to be able, the children should ask the tzimis. The father is supposed to learn from the children how to be a tam. So you're supposed to encourage them to ask questions. When a child asks a question, it's much different than when a chacham asks it. When somebody else asks a question, many times it's lakante, it's not really tmimiskai, it's really just to, like, to make a point. That when a child asks a question, there's such a tmimiskai, there's such a talmus which comes from that. And the Rebbe, or the father, is able to learn from the talmus. Everything which the father gives to the child, in the night of the Seder, is to be able to hear the question, the child ask questions. You're supposed to learn from them. The ikr is the tachlis, is to listen to the tachlis. They're the ikr, everything else is tachlis for them. We still have a week to prepare for the Seder. Right? We have to emulate the Ezra, we have to emulate the Tam. That whatever we do, whatever chachma, however preparation which we do from the Haggadah, it's going to have to more between us. To be megala the nekuda of Kulach Yafa Rayasi Mumein Bach. That's why, but when it comes to Seder night, every single Yid comes to the Seder. There's not a greater mitzvah throughout all Yiddishkeit that Yidin observe more than Tzmimus. The Leil Seder. Bris Mila and Leil Seder. These are the two mitzvahs that when it comes to. We're not going to be married on this. But the Seder is every single Yid come to Seder because there's a Leil Shimur, which means that Hashem protects. There's an Akudah within each and every Yid which is protected, that it's Rayasi Mumimbach. I've protected it, I've shielded it, nothing has ever been poigim that Nakuda, and it has a Hisairus Mila Eila on the night of Pesach, that every single Yid is Nisair in him that's famous to come to the Seder. Which is why all the non-from Yidin, they come to the Seder. Whatever they do, they're making a Seder on the night of Pesach. They're drinking their cups, they're doing it the way they do it, but they're doing a Seder. Because it's the Atzmius of the Yid, they can't ignore the fact that Tammuz is calling them and saying, do a Seder for them. You act like a guy throughout the rest of the days of the year. Tonight you're going to be a Tom. You're going to be a Yid tonight. You're going to kash yourself to Klai Yisrael. That Tzmim is called him to do this. And this his nicest of that Nakuda Mashiach within each and every year. We said last week, Safon Baruch Hava Mirza, Gematria Mashiach B'Milu. Yeah? It's also Gematria Kulach Yafra Yasu. Same Gematria. The Nekud of Mashiach, which is the night of Pesach, comes out. Nekudah Mashiach with the Nekudah. And the Nekudah Mashiach is the Tmimus kind of Yid. The Tmimus is Nekudah Shemashiach. Mo Main Bach. That's right, the Nekudah Mashiach. That's the Nekudah Mashiach. We should hope, let's hope that this year, with Hashem, we should be definitely in the Gabbard, the Shulim Kudah, the Tmimus within us, the Ben Tam with each and every one of us. And let's hope that in the Schuss, of the mitzvahs which were Mekayim, we should be able to see Mamash Geula. Mamash Geula. This can Mamash be the year. There's so many simanim around us. You have to be Tam. Not to pick up on what's going on right now. What's going on in the world right now. So many signs, so many things. It's our tefillah and the schus of our mitzvahs and our tefillah should be able to see the coming of Mashiach to heal and heaven.